I'm Jeff in the morning. It's time for our Finally Friday conversation. I can't tell you how fired up I am about this. When I heard that we were going to be talking to these guys today, I said, let's set it up. Let's get them in here. And heck, if they want to come in every Friday bearing what they bearing today, they're more than welcome here. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. Don Tyson, you're the store director at the Rhinelander store, correct?
Yes, I am.
And Mike White, you are VP in charge of Smokehouse Meat and Seafood at Triggs.
Lucky guy.
Yes, also. Absolutely. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. So Don, you're here in town. What brings you to Tomahawk today?
Well, I wanted to share the halibut experience for the halibut.
So. Oh my goodness, it's been good so far. And Mike, glad to see you here in Tomahawk too.
You betcha. It's always nice.
We've been sampling some of this halibut here this morning, and I've been telling folks all week long, don't go to Triggs and just buy the halibut if you've never prepared it before, because you might be disappointed and you want to spend that kind of money. You want to know what you're doing. And my goodness, Don, you know what you're doing. You brought some of the samples of the grilled halibut. People will be able to try that today at Triggs between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. You guys are going to be in the Brat Hut. You're going to have halibut on the grill. You'll have samples and give some ideas on how to cook it, right?
Absolutely. We'll have halibut grilling stations at all of our stores today between 3 and 5. If you want to come see me in Rhinelander, I would greatly appreciate that. Love to have you. But we're going to show you how simple it can be to cook some absolutely amazing fish. The stuff we made this morning was just salt and pepper. About 5 minutes on the grill till it starts flaking, and pull it off right away. You don't want to overcook it, but if you do, it's still going to be good. So yeah. We cooked the fillets this morning, and we had some portions, which are boneless, skinless. They spray your grill, little salt and pepper, throw them on there, flip them after about 3 minutes, and cook the other side for the same, and pull them. They're ready to go. And then we topped it. We made it really, really easy for everybody. You can make an Alexander sauce or something fancy if you want to do that. But our directors and our store teams made it really simple this week to have some awesome meals. We have the better butter, and you tasted that this morning, yeah. That garlic parmesan. Mm. Dripped over the top of it right after you pull it off is absolutely phenomenal. We have a mushroom one and a lemon pepper one as well, so made it really simple.
So whatever flavor folks want, they can make their own compound butter at home too, but it's nice that Triggs has them all prepared as well.
Yes, we even have the sides for you. We have twice baked potatoes and bacon wrapped asparagus ready to go with all of our displays. We won't be sampling those, but they're easy enough to throw on the grill with that halibut. So,
Mike, as Vice President of Seafood, how difficult is it to get fresh halibut all the way from Alaska here to northern Wisconsin?
Now, we're pretty fortunate. We've got a good partner. Three facilities in Wisconsin. So they fly it in from Alaska. The halibut that we're using right now is coming from Alaska. And they fly it into Chicago and then truck it right up to us. And so we get it about as fresh as you can get it.
Yeah, and you brought us some samples to show me here this morning. You've got to, it's for sale right now in three different ways. You brought in a great big side. Now, anybody that's seen a halibut, these are huge fish. They can be, 300-400-pound fish. And so yep. A side of halibut is a big old piece of meat.
Yep.
And so you can get it that way. And you were telling me that the people at Triggs will take one of those big sides. If you just want a couple pounds off of there, they'll cut it and package it however you want, right?
That is correct.
Yep. Okay. How about the steaks? Those are like 6 ounce portions or so.
Right, yeah. We got the fresh portions, which are boneless, skinless.
Okay.
And then we've got the fillet, but both those are fresh. But the fillet has skin on, and it also, we advertise it with bone on because it could have a bone in it.
Okay.
But we haven't found that yet.
Okay.
And then we have the whole sides. Those are a little cheaper because they're previously frozen.
Okay, but they taste fresh as heck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my goodness, it's just so good. The stuff that you brought in this morning, Don, you said you prepared it. You prepared it a couple of different ways. I've heard of cooking fish on. I got a fish grate that I cook mine on at home, so it doesn't fall through the cracks. I've heard of cooking fish on cedar boards. I've never heard of cooking fish on a paper bag, especially on a grill. Where did that come from?
Well, that's an Alaskan way of cooking over a fire. So. It's most popular with salmon because the skin actually will stick to the bag, and then when you pull it off, you're left with a really nice salmon portion.
Okay.
We did it with halibut today, so I don't have to worry about anything falling through the grates. And the paper bag does not burn, so I had it over a medium heat, 350 degrees is what I was cooking on, so there's pretty decent flame. The outside of that bag will sear a little bit, but that just helps flavor that filet.
The grill flavor is really coming through on these filets that you brought to sample, and that grill flavor along with fish, I don't think you can't beat that. I steak on the grill is great, but fish on the grill, if people aren't used to doing that, they should get used to it.
Absolutely, and you bring up a very good point. So the flavoring it's got to be just right. So when you want to make sure that grill is heated up
and clean.
And clean, yes. Absolutely. And then spray it just before you spray the grate just before you put the filet on. Set it on there, and it'll turn out perfect. But the halibut is a fish that really soaks up flavor. So you want to make sure your grill is nice and hot before you put it on.
And really clean, especially on a gas grill. If you have all the drippings and stuff piling up underneath, that stuff starts to smoke. You get that black film, and that's going to wreck a good steak or a good chunk of meat. So that's a big thing. Make sure the grill is clean.
Absolutely. It does not hurt to clean it a little bit once you get it heated up. Have a refreshment while you're waiting for it to be just right, and let it rip.
What's some of your culinary background, Don? You're store director in Rhinelander. I understand you have some culinary background as
Jeff,
well.
Jeff, just like you, I'm a foodie. So okay. I've been in the food business for 34 years. I love to eat. So, yeah. And I love quality food and great food like this, halibut. The better it is, the easier it is to cook. So.
Yeah. Mike, halibut is a special thing, so that's why you guys, was this like a special time of year that you can get halibut? Because it's not in all stores all the time, that's for sure. So this really is a special event. So what makes it so special here and the difficulty of getting it here all the time?
Yeah, the season starts in the middle of March.
Okay.
And it's a long season, but it comes from different locations. And right now, in the early part of the year, you tend to bring it out of Alaska.
Okay.
And you don't go as deep. You can go really deep to get this fish. But right now they're going between 100 to 400 feet to get these halibut. So they're not the big, huge ones like you can see. Ours right now are averaging between 10 to 40 pounds, which is nice because it's not a real old fish.
Right.
And the color on it is amazing. It's not, you don't want the real white color. You want more of a transparent.
Like a creamy kind of. Yeah, white. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the seafood department at Triggs, I've always appreciated. In fact, gosh, I can't remember. How long has Superior Fresh Salmon been an offering at Triggs?
Oh, since I've about 5 years.
Okay.
5, 6 years.
About that, because I was asked to come along on the bus trip over there to La Crosse it comes from. I got a whole new appreciation for seafood and fish, especially that Superior Fresh Salmon that's available exclusively at Triggs. If you haven't tried that yet, you're missing some of the best salmon. How did you get to? There was an Eagle River connection with that salmon, isn't there?
Yes, and I'm not familiar with that because that was right before I got here.
Okay. So. Yeah, there was an Eagle River guy that grew up, Terry Triggs, Chef Luke.
Chef Luke, phenomenal chef out of Eagle River.
Absolutely. And somebody who grew up in Eagle River, is now the guy that is responsible for Superior Fresh. And he thought, I'm going to contact my old friend Trigg and see if he wants to put this in the stores, and the rest is grocery history. But that's one of the other offerings that you can get at Triggs you can't find anywhere else.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen halibut in any other store either than Triggs, so that's another thing I really appreciate.
But it's not the easiest one to get, and also it's a pricey piece of fish. It's like the tenderloin of fish, right?
Right, exactly.
Everybody wants it, but it's just you got to be able to find it at the right time. Try to get it at the right price.
I call it the lobster of fish. I think it's right up there with lobster. Don, when it comes to preparing it, the way you did it was perfect. People don't often think, we think of a nice juicy steak off the grill. Nobody ever says, I want a nice juicy fish fillet off the grill. Then you've never had halibut correctly prepared, because this stuff is juicy, it's moist, it is flavorful. I don't know even of mine. I think yours so far is better, because I tend to cook mine a little bit longer. I've never had quite the juice offering like you have on yours. I don't dry it out, but obviously I've been cooking mine a little bit too long too if I want the sampling like I've had today.
Yeah, everybody needs to keep in mind there's several ways to do this. You really can't mess it up. It can be a ceviche. You can fry it in a fry pan.
Deep fried, it's awesome.
You can deep fry it. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to do that when I get back to the store. We're going to throw one in the deep fryer.
Cracker crumb coating. You don't want to do a batter, but just a really thin cracker crumb. Dip the fillets in some milk, then the cracker crumbs, deep fry that. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't had that halibut-wise, you wait till you try that.
That'll take you there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that'll take you there and then some. I better believe it. So all the go with, that's the other thing about preparing a meal. Okay, so what do I serve with this kind of thing? You guys got it figured out. I see some bacon-wrapped asparagus here and those twice-baked potatoes. It's all there at Triggs. Just bring it home, cook it up, put it on the table, good to go. People are going to think you are catered in from a professional.
We our directors and our store teams, like I said earlier, did an absolute amazing job putting this ad together. Not only do we have the halibut, which is the best fish in the world, but we also have our Crazy 8 produce sale going on. So if you want an awesome salad to go with that, really easy. We made that easy for you to put together. It's all on sale. And then our deli teams with these three cheese and bacon, twice-baked tomatoes, and the bacon-wrapped asparagus. Oh. Hello. Right, very good stuff.
Boy, I could, I'd be around for second and thirds. I'd be the guy that's waiting at the table hoping other folks don't show up so I can have what they were going to get. It looks just that good, and the taste so far this morning has been fantastic. Don Tyson, store director in Rhineland, and Mike White is VP of the Smokehouse, the Meat and the Seafood Departments at all of our Triggs stores. So we've got the whole meal set here, and all people have to do is get to Triggs today. When they get there today, what are they going to see? A bunch of ice tubs, right, Mike?
Yeah, we got some ice tables lined up for today from 9 to 4.
Okay.
And so we have all these fish laid out, and the reason we've got it laid out like that is to the point that Don mentioned earlier, is that if a customer wants a certain size, they'll process it right there for them. It takes some pressure off of our seafood case too, because
sure.
In the past it's been pretty popular, so we try to put it in two locations to kind of spread out the traffic.
Good idea. Anything else in those ice tubs besides the halibut?
We'll have some breaded crab cakes. We'll have some shrimp.
Okay.
We have some salmon. So just, again, you mentioned the fresh superior salmon. So we'll have a couple of varieties, but our main focus today is on the halibut.
Outstanding. And so if you're in a seafood kind of mode, and who isn't on a Friday, right? You can do your fish fry at home, and it can make it really, really special. When is if people buy this stuff today, from both of you, I'm not sure who's going to be the expert on this, but if you buy the fresh stuff today and they know they're not going to be able to get halibut again next weekend, is it okay to freeze? How does this stuff freeze over the long term?
It freezes very well. That's, okay. Like I said, that side is frozen, previously frozen. Just wrap it up, get as much air out of the package as you can. Wrap it up tight and stick it in your freezer, and it'll last.
A while. It's one of those things I heard from a way back when that it's not good to refreeze things, but if you do it the right way, it's okay.
Right, and this fresh halibut obviously has never been frozen. So
right.
Anytime you freeze something fresh, you're going to lose a little moisture when you thaw it out, but thaw it out slow, and that'll minimize that shrink.
So one more time, Don, I want to go back to you since you put this together this morning, the cooking part, real slow. Let's take the folks. They're going to go to Triggs today. They're going to get a chunk of halibut. They're going to take it home, and they're going to prepare it either in the house or outside the house. You were on the grill today, so if you're going to grill your halibut on the grill, step by step, what's the process, Don?
Well, I purchased the halibut. I put a little salt and pepper on it to flavor. It's completely up to you. Well, the grill is heating up. I open up my favorite beverage and drink that while the grill is done. As soon as the grill starts getting up to about 300, 350 degrees, to your point earlier, I want to clean that grill up, take the brush to it a little bit, and then I'm going to spray it with a Weber grill oil or spray, place that halibut on there, and shut the grill. About 3 minutes later, I'm going to come back and flip it for another 3 minutes, and then I'm going to pull that off, and I'm going to put some better butter over the top of it.
Yeah. And then get ready with the bacon-wrapped asparagus, the three baked potatoes, or the twice-baked potatoes, I should say, and you're good to go for the meal. What about the paper bag one? That's the one you're going to use only if you're using skin, or can you use the paper bag without the skin on the fish?
I only use the paper bag with the skin method.
Okay.
Because I want that. If the skin's not on there, I want that sear on both sides.
Got it.
So, and the paper bag works for several types of fish. We did it this morning with halibut, but it's also really good with salmon. So.
You know, one thing I discovered after trying your sample this morning, Don, is I've been over-seasoning my fish in general, and especially my halibut, and I'm going to have to back off on that because just the salt and pepper, just the little hint of salt and pepper with the smoke flavor, I think I've been covering up the flavor too much with some other fancy seasonings that I've been using lately. I'm a rub guy, so I got a cupboard full of rubs, and I got to justify the cost of all that to my wife. So I end up putting some, maybe more than I should be, just a really light salt and pepper, then finish it with the compound butter. That's all it takes.
That is all it takes. And don't forget about the air fryers. I mean, you can cook this fish, believe it or not, in an air fryer. So put a little paprika on it, throw it in the air fryer. It's a phenomenal fillet, and put the compound butter on after the top of it. So,
as a meat and seafood guy, Mike, what are we missing here that we haven't talked about yet that we want to really drive home this morning for folks?
Well, you know, Don's been talking about the grill. The thing about halibut, you can cook it anyway. I mean, you can broil it, you can bake it, you can deep fry it.
Right.
We have a coworker, Chris. he mentioned that he likes to deep fry his. And I'm like, that's like taking a T-bone steak and making Swiss steak out of it. But the thing is, halibut, you can do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And then also, we've got some recipes on our website. We've got a, we work with Luke. We mentioned Luke earlier.
Chef Luke,
Chef Luke, and he's put a recipe out there for us. It's a little bit on the upper side, and it's got a little work to it. But if you want to try something different, it eats amazing. So,
but that's it's less than 15 ingredients altogether there by of the recipe there. And so a lot of people that like to be in the kitchen cooking, that looks like just the perfect
thing.
It's a higher end thing, like you say, but it's not out of the realm of most cooks wheelhouse.
Right. Yeah. It just adds some fun to it. A lot of people are having a lot of fun together, you know, preparing meals. And this is something that's just a little unordinary, but it'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're looking to get into halibut, if you've never tried it, or if it's an old favorite, now's the time to get to your local Trig store. This is available. All these events are going on at all the Trig stores. You're going to find the ice tables out at all the Trig stores. You're going to see the grills going at all the brat huts today. So again, the ice tables are out until 4 o'clock today. The grilling and the sampling will start from 3 o'clock and go until 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Trig store right there in your neighborhood. Guys, I still have a little bit of time left, so I don't want to shove you out of here too soon, but anything else that you want to offer? Don, what else is coming up with Trigs down in the near future? What are they telling you to get ready for at the store?
Well, we have a lot of great sales coming. So we were talking earlier today, you know, the ribeyes are on sale. The cab ribeyes would be great with this. Mike mentioned some of the seafood that we have along with this. So the Crazy Eights and the halibut is really what we want to focus on. Folks, when you take this home tonight and try it, if you don't get a piece or two for the freezer, you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Because we don't have this stuff all the time. So get it cut the way you want it. We'll freezer wrap it for you. We'll take care of you. Throw some in the freezer. Eat some tonight. Eat some next week. Enjoy it. So
I would also say that, like, especially with those 6-ounce average steaks, 6-ounce halibut steak and a little 6-ounce tenderloin, there's your surf and turf from heaven.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The fun thing right now, Jeff, is that when you transition from winter to summer, there's a lot of activity that takes place, a lot of new items being transitioned into the cases. So this time of year is really exciting.
I mean,
we partnered with a company out of northern Wisconsin on some smoked fish also. We've got a tenderloin sale coming up for Mother's Day. We got a lot of new items that are coming in, stuffed mushrooms, just items that are more transitional for summer. So this is a fun time of year for us. So
that's the other thing about Trigs I appreciate. You guys have so many things that are already prepared. You make it easy for us when we're in a hurry at home.
Yep.
So that's a point of interest there, too. Get to Trigs today, the Crazy Eights Produce Sale, 8 items for $8.88. You can mix and match. You can get, heck, if you want to get 8 avocados, get 8 avocados. $8.88 is the price, the Crazy Eight Sale. And don't miss out on this halibut opportunity. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to the store today, but this sale is going to be going on. The stuff that's fresh and on the tables, the sampling, that's today. But this sale is going to go on until the next flyer comes out, which is next Wednesday. So between now and Tuesday, better get you some halibut.
Yep, you betcha.
Don Tyson, thank you very much for being here this morning. I hope things are going well at the Rhinelander Trigs. Boy, it's been a while since I've been at Trigs in Rhinelander. It's been a while since I've been in Rhinelander.
We just got an amazing remodel that we just completed, so please stop and see our store. It's absolutely phenomenal. So,
Mike, thanks for doing a fantastic job in the meat and seafood in the smokehouse. And by the way, that Cabin Country bacon is our family favorite, and I love it on my smoker.
That's great. We appreciate the business. So.
Good deal. Thank you very much. Don Tyson, store director in Rhinelander. Mike White is the VP of the Smokehouse, the meat and the seafood departments at your local Trigg store. Guys, thanks for being here. I hope it's a big day at Trigg's today.
Thank you.